Make something good. What do you feel? Love?
Happy.
Happy. Happy. It's in this context of this love and this happiness that you know that you're wanted, that you're loved, that you belong. Jesus, the Father, the Holy Spirit, wants you to know that in all of who you are, in everything of your heart, to be able to grow up and to know that you're wanted. And it happens at this meal, which you're about to receive. For all of us here, everyone else, this dialogue at the Last Supper is striking. It's actually one of my favorite passages from all of John. And the reason being is this. It's because Jesus is inviting us in to his relationship with the Father. He has this crazy line in there. He says, the Father is doing his works in me. What are the works of the Father? I want to name a couple things about this. First off, the whole context here, we can't leave this out, is that the context is the fall of humanity with Adam and Eve. And remember, the fall of Adam and Eve was something that dug into and carved out a kind of a crater in our humanity. A lot of times when we say like something like, well, sorry, you need to be merciful with me because I'm only human. Understandable comment. However, the thing is that sin itself is what makes us inhuman. The fullness of humanity is to be totally free and open to receive love. The issue with Adam and Eve was that they put a block from receiving love. They tried to take happiness and joy and love for themselves. It's kind of like we have this experience commonly with expectations that we place on people, like spouses, friends, coworkers, bosses, whatever. The harder and more rigid our expectation is, It's like the person that we're holding is like a clay pot. The easier it is to crush it because we try to take it for ourselves. So what Jesus is wanting, what the Father's wanting, what the Spirit's wanting, is to have us simply have our hands open to receive everything in love and rest and joy. And that's the fullness of humanity, and that's what it means to grow into holiness. So that's the context. So then, if humanity, if we find ourselves in this position of having the tendency to try to take for ourselves and grasp something, right? What's the way that he can undo that? Well, the Father wants us to experience five things of how he made us. First off, that we're chosen. In other words, we're wanted. We're intentionally made, in other words. All of who you are is wanted and loved. He wants us to experience the total confidence of the irrevocable relationship that he has with us. In other words, when you think about your own father, your own mother, if you're privileged to have this kind of relationship, where you know there's nothing you could say or do that would force you out of relationship. You're just wanted. That's what the Father wants you to have in your bones concerning himself. The third one is that he is a strong deliverer, a protector. He also wants us to know that the four walls of our life, right, whether it's our office, our house, our school, just what we live, those four walls, are not a cage. They're not a cage. It's a home. And that leads to this last part, is that he wants us to understand that we can experience being at home with him, at rest. This is what Jesus is talking about. He wants us to experience that. When Jesus was baptized and on the Mount of Transfiguration, What do we hear about Jesus' relationship with the Father? "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." Do you know that the Father wants you to hear those same words because of your baptism? That you are my beloved daughter, my beloved son, in whom I am well pleased. How much rest would we experience in that context? No longer have to prove or strive. No longer have to go it alone. I'm just hanging from the arms of the Father in love. He does this by making us like him. Jesus does this by making us like him. How does that work? By receiving his body and blood. He invites us to dinner. We know that we're part of the family, part of that belonging, by being at the meal with him. Notice that the way Jesus gave the Eucharist was not only via the sacrifice on the cross. He was also at the Last Supper. Do you think that is not intentional? It's intentional. He wants us to understand that we dine with him, that we belong to the family, that we're adopted, and we're therefore wanted. He wants us to hear the same words that he hears, because that's what our nature needs. The Father is constantly speaking to us, saying, "Do not worry about your sin. Do not worry about the sin of Adam and Eve. I want you. You are mine. You are mine." And this allows us to no longer go it alone. We strike out on our own. And again, I always bring this up. The word autonomy in Greek, the word for autonomy is synonymous with the word in Greek, idiota. Idiota is where we get the word idiot. It means alone. Alone. Life circles around us. And because we don't know that we belong and that we're wanted, we don't have a strong protector who loves us, we get crushed by the weight of life. And then all of a sudden, reality seems like it's a cage. No, it's not what he wants. That's not how we're made. We're made for that belonging. So the last thing is simply this. And this is the most marvelous part. The thing is that because the Father is constantly with Jesus, the Son, and that the Son is constantly with the Father, when Jesus was suffering, the Father suffered too. Every wound, every difficulty, every trial that the Savior went through, and therefore every wound, every difficulty that you and I go through, the Father feels it. He's with you in the pain. What's a greater Father? The one who can fix everything, or the one who can suffer and suffer with you? I think it's the latter. Because it's in the context of loving, within the context and in trial, that we see the grandeur of a heart. So my friends, our children are about to receive the greatest gift, belonging to the Father through the Son, and the gift of the Spirit and his body and blood. I just ask us, when we're receiving communion today, to ask for that same awareness and that surprise that we're chosen, that we have a strong Father, that he gives us a home, and he's constantly inviting us into dinner to know that we are his beloved sons and daughters. Brothers and sisters, let us now stand and profess our faith. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages,
God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us men and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary, and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. I confess on baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead, life in the world to come. Amen. Let's now turn our prayers and petitions before the Heavenly Father who loves us.
That the unity which comes from Christ, the true vine, may draw all Christians to his church, we pray to the Lord. Lord, we pray.
That the peace which God gives us may spread through nations involved in war, terrorism, or inner turmoil, we pray to the Lord. Lord, hear our prayer.
That the hope which comes from the risen Lord may strengthen those who are pruned by suffering or body or mind, we pray for the Lord.
That the forgiving love of the Spirit within us may free us from fear and guilt, we pray to the Lord.
For all who are discerning their decision in life, that many will follow the path of service to God's holy people as priests, deacons, religious, or lay leaders, we pray to the Lord.
Let us pray that everyone, from large producers to small consumers, be committed to avoid wasting food and to ensure that everyone has access to quality food. We pray to the Lord. Lord, hear our prayer.
For the young people in our parish family who are receiving their first Holy Communion during this season of Easter, that their faith and devotion may grow and may walk with Jesus all their lives long, we pray to the Lord.
Heavenly Father, you are the Son and the Holy Spirit, our communion of love. Welcome us always into this communion, and if it be your holy will, answer his prayers which we have put before you, through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Our operatory hymn is number 540, The Church is One Foundation. That's number 540.
The Church is One Foundation, is Jesus Christ, her Lord. She is His truth. his own blood he bought her, and for her life he died. Elect from every nation, yet one o'er all the earth, her charter of salvation, one Lord, one faith, one birth, one holy name she blesses, partakes one holy food, and to one hope she presses with every grace and due. Mid toil and tribulation and tumult of her war, she waits the consummation of peace forevermore. Till with the vision glorious, her longing eyes are blessed, and with her church victorious shall be the church at rest. Yet she on earth has union with God the three in one, and with the saints communion with those who rest.
Brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and the good of all his holy church. O God, who by the wonderful exchange effected in this sacrifice have made us partakers of the one supreme Godhead, grant, we pray, that as we have come to know your truth, we may make it ours by a worthy way of life, through Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, at all times to acclaim you, O Lord, but in this time above all to launch you yet more gloriously, when Christ our Passover has been sacrificed. For he is the true Lamb who has taken away the sins of the world. By dying he has destroyed our death, and by rising restored our life. Therefore, overcome with paschal joy, every land, every people exalts in your praise. And even the heavenly powers with the angelic hosts sing together the unending hymn of your glory as they acclaim.
Holy, 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 Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.
You are indeed holy and to be glorified, O God, who love the human race and always walk with us on the journey of life. Blessed indeed is your Son, present in our midst when we are gathered by his love. And when, as once for the disciples, so now for us, he opens the scriptures and breaks the bread. Therefore, Father most merciful, we ask that you send forth your Holy Spirit to sanctify these gifts of bread and wine, that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. On the day before he was to suffer, on the night of the Last Supper, he took bread and said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, gave you thanks, and gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it. For this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. And do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith.
We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again.
Therefore, Holy Father, as we celebrate the memorial of Christ your Son, our Savior, whom you led through his passion and death on the cross to the glory of the resurrection, in whom you have seated at your right hand, we proclaim the work of your love until he comes again. And we offer you the bread of life and the chalice of blessing. Look with favor on the oblation of your church, in which we show forth the paschal sacrifice of Christ that has been handed on to us. And grant that by the power, the spirit of your love, we may be counted now and until the day of eternity among the members of your Son, in his body and blood we have communion. By our partaking this mystery, Almighty Father, give us life through your Spirit and grant that we may be conformed to the image of your Son and confirm us in the bond of communion. Together with Leo, our Pope, and Paul, our Bishop, with all other bishops, with priests and deacons, with your entire people, grant by all the faithful of the Church, looking into the signs of the times by the light of faith, they constantly devote themselves to the service of the gospel. Keep us attentive to the needs of all, but sharing their grief and pain, their joy and hope, we may faithfully bring them the good news of salvation and go forward with them along the way of your kingdom. Remember our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the peace of your Christ and all the dead whose faith you alone have known. Admit them to rejoice in the light of your face and in the resurrection give them the fullness of life. Grant also to us, when our earthly pilgrimage is done, that we may come to an eternal dwelling place and live with you forever. There in communion with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with your blessed apostles and martyrs, with Saint Benedict, and with all the saints, we shall praise and exalt you through Jesus Christ, your Son.
Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours, forever and ever.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
At the Savior's command and formed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we wait the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of the church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever. Amen. The peace of the Lord be with you always. Let us offer each other the sign of peace. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those who are called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. Corpus Christi, custodia mei. The body of Christ. 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 The blood of Christ, the blood of Christ. So just go ahead and wait for me to get the first communion, because communion first. You'll just stand back for a while, and then once they're done, then you can come in. Body of Christ. The body of Christ.
body of Christ. The body of Christ. The body of Christ.
Amen.
In the body of Christ. The body of Christ. The body of Christ.
Our first communion hymn is number 595. The body of Christ. I have loved you. Number 595.
The body of Christ.
I have loved you with an everlasting love. I have called you, and you are mine. I have loved you with an everlasting love. I have called you, and you are mine. Seek the face of the Lord and long for. He will bring you his light and his peace. I have loved you with an everlasting love. I have called you and you are mine. I have loved you with an everlasting love. I have called you and you are mine. See the face of the Lord and long for him. He will bring you his joy and his hope. I have loved you with an everlasting love. I have called you and you are mine. I have loved you with an everlasting love. I have called you and you are mine. Seek the face of the Lord and long for him. He will bring you his care and his love. I have loved you with an everlasting love. I have called you and you are mine. I have loved you with an everlasting love. I have called you and you are mine. Called you with an everlasting love. I have called you and you are mine. I have called you with an everlasting love. I have called you when you
are mine. Our next hymn is number 347. I received the living God. 347. Jesus said, I am the way.
and my Father longs for you. So I come to bring you home, to be one with him anew. I receive the living God, and my heart is full of joy. I receive the living God, and my heart is full of joy. Jesus said, I am the truth. If you follow close to me, you will know me in your heart, and my word shall make you free. I receive the living God, and my heart is full of joy. I receive the living God, and my heart is full of joy. Jesus said, I am the vine, far from whom no thing can grow. But receive this living bread, and my spirit you shall know. I receive the living God, and my heart is full of joy. I receive the living God, and my heart is full of
Let us pray. Graciously be present to your people, we pray, O Lord, and lead those you have imbued with heavenly mysteries to pass from former ways to newness of life. Through Christ our Lord. Amen.
A couple of announcements and an invitation.
Registration for the Eucharistic Revival Conference is still open. Don't miss the opportunity to join Father Parrish on May 16th, Saturday, in Bellevue. Registration link and QR code are in the bulletin. We hope to see all aspiring and currently serving liturgical ministers in the following training. On Monday, May 11th at 7 p.m. at St. John's, Extraordinary Ministers of Holy Communion training, which is Tuesday, May 19th, 7 p.m. at St. Benedict's. Please also join Father Kolombitso as he leads our parish family, Pentecost Novena, beginning May 16th. Details are in the bulletin. And also, please prayerfully support our annual Catholic appeal. ACA provides ministries that not one parish can manage alone. If we exceed our parish goal, the rebate will support the refurbishment of our monstrance. Envelopes are in the pews, and QR code for online donations is in the bulletin. Also, everyone is invited to the family adoration at St. Benedict's on Thursday, May 14th from 2:15 to 3:15. And then today we have a special collection for the St. Martin de Porres Sandwich Making Ministry. If you haven't yet, please use an envelope from the pews and drop your donation at the collection basket on the way out. And also, I'm Eva Maria. I help lead the young adult ministry at the parish family. If you want to introduce yourself to me or anybody else, there's Carmen and Conley there. You can get connected with women's groups, men's groups, service opportunities that the parish has to offer, and other things that are going on here at Parish 14. And then last but not least, you can also join us for coffee and donuts after Mass at the school cafeteria. Thank you.
Thanks, Eva Marie. The young adult group is like really, it's a super beautiful experience. Like, I'm not a young adult, so I get to like kind of like see the fruit of what's happening in their life. I feel like an older uncle at this point. And I'm really, it's just really beautiful, like what's going on, what they're doing. So if you're a young adult, like talk to Eva Marie. She's a great connector with a lot of community and a lot of Jesus involved. That's super beautiful. Lastly, I just want to have a warm round of applause for our first communicants. And also a warm round of thank you to Tess for being able to do all the formation. It's super beautiful. You know, if you have to understand, like, one of the biggest privileges is to be able to ask a kid who just received their first communion what it was like. And because sometimes Jesus says really intense and beautiful things to them, right, when they receive First Communion. And if you want that same experience, I promise you, it's open to you, right? One way, I really do want to encourage you to go to that Eucharistic Revival Conference on May 16th at the Meydenbauer Center over in Bellevue. It'll be really beautiful, and it'll kind of like restoke or rekindle or put your heart back in that place of having that same experience. There are these little like pamphlets by the St. Benedict statue that gives you information. So look, pray about it. Please go, because it's going to be wonderful. The Lord be with you.
And
the Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go in peace, glorifying the Lord by your life. Thanks be to God.
Our recessional hymn is number 411. Love divine, all loves excelling.
Well,
Jesus.